Rolling back Iran's nuclear program includes new inspections to ensure that it's limiting uranium enrichment. That's in return for relief from some international sanctions, with U.S. President Barack Obama threatening even tougher measures if Iran's leaders do not seize this opportunity.
But if Iran's leaders do seize the chance, and we'll know soon enough, then Iran could take an important step to rejoin the community of nations, and we will have resolved one of the leading security challenges of our time without the risks of war.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says the deal opens a new chapter.
With the implementation of the Geneva Agreement, relations with European states will be entirely normalized. Engagement between Iran and the United States in the past months has also entered a new phase.
The deal puts relations between Washington and Tehran on a cautious new footing, says former U.S. Ambassador Adam Arely.
There certainly is a degree of optimism in the American administration that hasn't been there for a long, long time. Because frankly, I think this process has gone further than anybody expected it at the beginning.
But nuclear talks may not ease other differences with Iran, says U.S. Institute of Peace analyst Steve Heidemann.
One of the hopes that's driving the Iran negotiations, that if we bring Iran back into the international community, it will temper its behavior elsewhere. That's very much an uncertain question.
Especially when it comes to Tehran backing Syria's government and its Hezbollah allies.
We are clear-eyed about Iran's support for terrorist organizations like Hezbollah, which threatens our allies. And we're clear about the mistrust between our nations, mistrust that cannot be wished away.
Threats to allies Israel and Saudi Arabia temper the president's approach, says American University professor Hillary Mann Leverett, threats that she believes Tehran is working to ease.
They are committed to doing every single thing they can to make it doable for the United States to make this nuclear deal with Iran. And that does mean allaying Israeli concerns and certainly assuaging concerns in Saudi Arabia and the rest of the Gulf.
She says it's a limited opening for President Rouhani to show domestically the benefits of better relations with the West.
And clearly the central element that President Rouhani has out there as a test of whether he produces is whether he can essentially get the United States to the table and get the United States to deliver. If we don't do that, he's going to have to search for something else. It may be something that we don't like.
U.S. officials say better relations with Iran could help in Afghanistan, where NATO forces are due to end their mission this year, and in Iraq, where the government's fighting militants based in areas along the Syrian border. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.